The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got this email before Labor Day weekend, and this is kind of interesting. Jordan writes, my wife of mine for 6 years is starting to not sleep with me. We only have sex once a week, if that, and she doesn't seem to care. I read somewhere that sex is healthy. Is that true? I'm grabbing at straws here, Doc. Okay, so I think he wants to tell his wife that sex is healthy to try to get her to sleep with him more. And by the way, if you guys could ever call in, I'd love to talk to you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. First of all, if you have sex once a week, that starts to be the average of a lot of couples at that point in the marriage. You know, the very first year of marriage, you guys are having it six times a day, roughly. But, nah, you know, at least once a day. Then it starts to kind of slow down to every couple days because somebody is sore or somebody gets tired and they're like, you know what, we've been doing it every day. Yeah, we could skip a night, no big deal. Then you start going to, you know, a couple times a week. Then you're like, you know what, let's do it on date night. You know, the weekend. I got to get up early. We'll just do it on the weekend. All right, we'll do it on the weekend. That's okay because I'm tired too. You know, and you're starting to not shave your legs. All right. Then, you know, the weekend comes along and you guys go out. And, you know, I am way too tired. I love you, babe. I love you, babe, too. So the average couple does it probably anywhere from 1 to 4 times a month in terms of a sexually active couple. Then you have the group in the population that just doesn't have sex. You got tons of couples out there that don't have sex. So if I said the true average amount of sex that a married couple has, it would probably average out to once or twice a year, which is really bad. But that's because you have a huge group of people not sleeping with their spouse anymore, or they're in their 80s, or, you know, so or they're having difficulty with pregnancy or erectile dysfunction, etc. So when you average everybody out, it's not that often. But when you average couples actually having regular sex, you know, in a quote-unquote good marriage, once a week is kind of average, okay? So, and actually pretty good. So, quick play. All right. Now, what about the idea that sex is healthy? Well, that's true. That's true. Remember there was a study a couple years back talking about the calorie expenditure? Fox News has a real good article on 7 healthy reasons to have sex. All right. And one of the reasons is, yes, sex does burn calories. In a 2013 study, there were volunteers who wore activity trackers, and men burnt about 101 calories per session. Women, an average of 69. Now, it all depends, of course, how long you're having sex. Okay, if it's 2.5 minutes, no, you're not going to expend much. Okay, but let's say there's foreplay with it. I know. I need to teach you guys how to do that because a lot of you aren't. You're really skipping it. All right, but according to the doctor, Dr. Lemmiller, he said, sex in the study is supposed to go from foreplay to orgasm, and it lasted 25 minutes. 25 minutes! Wow! I couldn't imagine. 25, well, foreplay, you know. Yeah, foreplay for me is showing me like a ho-ho or a chocolate cupcake. Alright, anyway, if you have sex for longer than 25 minutes, you can, how? I pooped. Anyway, sex helps you sleep. We talked about that. The number one reason a lot of women cite for having sex was not that they wanted to, but it would help them sleep. That was interesting. Sex was a few answers down the line in this one study we talked about a couple years ago. Well, number one was helping them sleep. Number two was getting rid of the headache. If they had sex, their headache would go away. Remember, during the climaxing, you release prolactin. Prolactin is a hormone that actually helps you sleep. This is why people fall asleep. Both men and women will fall asleep with the prolactin. Does sex lower your blood pressure and stress levels? Well, it depends on what you do and the aftermath after. But if it's sex with the person you're supposed to be with, okay, and use proper birth control if that's what you wanted, then yeah. Back in 2005, there was a Scottish study where volunteers were asked to record their sexual activity for 2 weeks and then give an anxiety-inducing test. Those who had sex on a regular level had lower blood pressure, less stress. So that's pretty cool. Does sex strengthen the heart? Well, yeah, because you're exercising. They say, though, a British study found that men who had sex at least twice a week over a period of 20 years were less likely to have died from heart disease than those who got it less than once a month. After 10 years, the risk of sudden death was 50% less than those who had sex. Now, mind you, people that have sex, number one, it's activity, but number two, they want to make sure that they get the deed, so they may be working on their health and their body and their shape a little better. But, Jordan, if you want to tell your wife that her having sex with you will save your life, according to that one study from Great Britain, yeah, you could probably get away with that. Does sex protect against cancer? This is a tough one. There was a study talking about masturbating causing increased risk of prostate cancer, but having sex, less risk. I don't really understand the difference there. And there was a study for breast cancer. A French study found that women who had sex at least once a month were less likely to develop breast cancer than those who didn't. All right? If you climax less than 6 times a month, you increase your risk of breast cancer. That was a Greek study. Does sex boost immunity? There was a study out of Wilkes University that said it did. They tested saliva for levels of immunoglobulin A, an antibody that fights off viruses, and found that students who had sex once or twice a week had more IgA, hence a better immune system. That would make sense because your body's preparing, you know? And then does sex relieve pain? Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people say that sex makes your headache go away, especially migraine sufferers and cluster headaches, because you have endorphins that get released through orgasm and more flow to the genital area. So a lot of people have sex for that. But, if I could just urge you all, have sex, you know, because you love the person and you want to be with the person, okay? Not because you think it'll help get off a mole. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network. Big thanks to them who's making the show happen, and a big thanks to Tom who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize. I'm getting some breaking news right now. It looks like, according to KFI, internet video is showing a beheading of U.S. reporter Stephen Sotloff by ISIS. Yes, we have another reporter that has allegedly been beheaded. As we get more information on this, I'll let you know. This is some really frightening stuff. There was a report today that President Obama had been getting briefings on ISIS over the last year. Now, you know, again, I'm definitely not a strategist, especially when it comes to, you know, foreign affairs, as you could tell, okay? All right? I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I don't understand how it could get to this I don't understand how it could get to this degree as quickly as it did. My guess is it wasn't quick, but this has been happening for a while. And the way our administration handles things when it comes to protecting our borders or anyone else's is really half-assed. And so while we're dealing with, deporting illegal or not deporting illegal immigrants and all the touchy-feely issues, you know, that they've wanted to do to keep themselves in office, we have this going on. And, you know, this is it's concerning. There was a report that ISIS was actually in Mexico planning their attack on America. I'm assuming our military doesn't have to do everything. I'm hoping our military gets to plan and gets to prepare, even if you have a president that's like, no, let's just watch and wait. We have no plan yet. They're junior varsity. That just doesn't make any sense to me. It's a shame. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There were reports that Netflix now, remember we had over the weekend this whole iCloud issue where celebrities were, their nude pictures were sold and black marketed because somebody was able to hack into iCloud. You know, this is extremely concerning to me, because it looks like anything that we thought was hack safe, the Senate, the CIA, iCloud, Apple, it's hackable. Okay? You know, my office is really dragging its feet on going electronic for that same reason. I don't want anybody hacking in to my patients' information. That whole big medical system, I believe it was in the Midwest, that was hacked into, where what millions of people's social securities and names and birthdays, etc., major data breach. And, I don't understand this. We've decided now to be in a world where everything is sharing. There was a Netflix story where apparently Netflix shares what you watch onto Facebook. Okay? And a lot of times Facebook works with a lot of these companies, decided, okay, I'm going to share my information with Facebook, so all my friends know that I rented the movie, I don't know, How to Train Your Dragon. Oh, you rented that movie, that's so cool. Oh, you saw Frozen, that's awesome. Well, I think there's some nudie stuff on Netflix, and people are unfortunately not being able to retain their privacy because Facebook will then post and share every single thing you watch on Netflix. Now, I usually just watch, I like to watch Orange is the New Black and what else was on Netflix? House of Cards. So, and I tell you guys what I watch, but I didn't realize that there's like a lot of nudie stuff on there. And so you decide to watch a nudie stuff. I wouldn't. I got kids and I'm too old for that. Definitely don't want to give my husband any ideas that there's all these new types of positions. Let him think the old missionary way is still in vogue. Hopefully he's not watching any porn and then doesn't come to me saying, hey, honey, we got to try this. We got to keep it young, keep it real. No, we're not. Apparently, Netflix, I guess, finally has a clue now, and they're going to tell you which of your friends is going to find out that you just watched, I don't know, panty liner or whatever is the latest, you know, nudie flick out there. I didn't even know you could get nudie flicks on Netflix. Maybe I'm wrong. So anyway, just keep in mind, guys, that anything you do on the computer is going to be seen now. As a result, we don't have a lot of people coming forth and being open about things. So, like, for example, I have patients all the time say, look, I don't want anything going on the record or in the government database. And I go, I don't have a government database. He goes, but you will. Like, why would I work with the government? Well, because eventually, when the government decides to mandate that all doctors' records are electronic and communicate with each other across the country, your records will be. So then a visit, it all depends on what state you live in. Okay, for us, medical records we have to keep for at least 5 years. I usually keep them longer because a lot of my patients still come in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at what happened back in 2006. So I kind of like to keep as much as I can with the medical records, but my state law, 5 years. So that means if you saw your doctor back in 2011 and you told your doctor something and you don't want the government, you know, having access to that, you could be screwed. I mean, this is very, very frightening. Now, hopefully nobody is sitting there reading, but the fact that the potential is there. Now, when these hackers broke into the medical system, I forgot the name of the medical system that operated out of multiple states, they really didn't want to know what your vaginal culture was or your prostate PSA level was, okay? They were just interested in your social security, your date of birth, etc., for identity fraud. But who knows, you know? Maybe somebody will realize that, wait a second, this magazine here will pay me big bucks if I break the story on what Robin Williams really had medically. So then they try to hack into the system that Robin Williams went into, so they could then reveal if Robin Williams had another type of disease other than Parkinson's. You and I would be like, who cares? Let the man rest in peace. But apparently media pays big money for things like that, and that's what was happening with these nude celeb folks. But I'm having patients not tell me the truth. You know, Dr. Dahlia, I want to tell you what I do recreationally, but it's going to go on the chart, so I'm not going to. I'm not going to tell you about this. I'm not going to tell you about this. I'm not going to tell you about this. All right, so then you may say, okay, well, the doctor, stop writing this stuff down. You don't have to write everything down. Well, you're right. You got a point. All right, but then look at the whole James Holmes case and Dr. Lynn Fenton case in Aurora, Colorado. He was the Aurora, Colorado shooter. All right. She is under a lot of, I guess she's under investigation for anything he could have said months before he committed the shooting that killed multiple people in the movie theater. And if she failed to write something down, she could be in a lot of trouble. Didn't he send her this big book of his thoughts? And if it was in there and she read it, she could be liable. And I'm not sure what's going on. I think they might have said that she didn't look at it at all. You know, some of us doctors, we don't look at things and don't sign off because we don't want to be responsible for every nook and cranny and piece of paper, which is not a good way to do things. But if somebody sends you volumes and volumes of their drawings, now luckily I don't have that. Usually my patients will send me books and some of their, you know, non-medical stuff. They go, look at this, doc, and tell me if you can help me out with this math problem. All right, you know, I kind of like this stuff. But, you know, if she read that folder or that I don't know what it was of all sorts of stuff, and then they had something in there where it showed that he was planning the shooting and she didn't do anything, she could be in trouble. But if she never even looked at it, it was a suspicious package, she never looked at it, she could probably be a little bit more safe. Now, I don't know where they're going and how much they're going to try to tie the Aurora, Colorado shooting to her lack of appropriate care. It looks like she gave appropriate care, reported him to the school authorities, etc. But, you know, patients know that eventually their records are going to be seen by another set of eyes. And I have people come in and say, look, I'm not going to tell you, just all you need to know is this. I'm your doctor. I need to know more. And that's what's happening. But we're also seeing that now on the internet, okay? Any email, all right? Now, sometimes my family, they get really descriptive in the emails. I'm like, stop that. It's on an email. Somebody else could read it. Okay, we're worried that people are listening to our phone calls, like the NSA, and somebody could be reading your emails. Maybe, you know, the pendulum is swinging back to where you're going to have to just face-to-face talk to the person that you know. All right, maybe face-to-face. If you want to have a personal conversation, no phone, no email. Remember I was complaining that everything is really getting cold and nobody's touching each other or hugging each other or talking to each other. It's all texting. Maybe this is how things will come back around. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
Speak, speak, speak. All I- I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app. Don't worry if it's not private, because anything I say, I already know that, you know, about four or five of you guys are already listening. So don't worry about that. Download that. It's free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know you're probably going to be embarrassed and you don't want it to go on Facebook. Don't worry about it. Just because you listen to my show, excuse me, doesn't necessarily mean you post it on Facebook. Although I think if you go to iHeartRadio and listen to my show, I think there's a way for you to link and tell your Facebook buddies that you're listening. Even though I'm supposed to push that social media finds out about it, and I urge you guys to share and all that, I do understand that many of you want to keep the fact that you listen to my show on the down low. That's fine. Listen, guys, you're pretty cool, okay? Just because you listen to my show doesn't mean, all right, you guys are geeks. I am a geek, okay? I could be a geek. Okay, I know, I did my Toast in a 20 video, check it out. I look like a complete geek, alright? But I didn't want to drink alcohol with the toast because I'm trying to lose weight, and I just don't know if people want to see their doctor drink alcohol, so I drank water from my Toast in a 20 to raise money for the free pediatric clinic, but I look like a geek, I get that. Alright, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another American Ebola doctor has tested positive for Ebola. Another American doctor working in Liberia. He was working for the missionary group SIM. He was treating a pregnant woman in Monrovia, Liberia. He was not treating Ebola patients in the hospital's separate Ebola isolation facility, the group said. So it is unclear how he contracted the virus. The doctor then immediately isolated himself and has since been transferred to the ELWA Ebola ward, where he is doing well and is in good spirits, he says. Now, SIM, or SIM, is the same missionary group that Nancy Wright-Bull had been working for. When she contracted Ebola in July, Wright-Bull and another doctor, Dr. Kent Brantley, who worked for the aid group Samaritan's Purse, they were evacuated from Liberia to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta for treatment, has been declared virus-free. Wright-Bull was discharged August 19th. Brantley went home 2 days later. Now, the virus right now, the death toll, has not changed in terms of the number that we in the media have received. All right, they still say it's 1,500, but that was the same number we had back on last week. They say it's sickened up to another 1,500. World Health Organization is telling us, look, guys, you better be prepared. We're looking at 20,000 people being affected. But, you know, it's kind of frightening that somebody not working directly with them contracted it. So then, you know, we all think back to that outbreak movie. Did it transmit through the air conditioning vents, etc.? Again, it's not supposed to. Right now, it is not supposed to be transmitted by airborne. All right. However, remember, droplet transmission. Now, did the pregnant woman have it and give it to him? The problem with long incubation periods, and the incubation period of this Ebola could be up to 3 weeks, is you could be treating somebody that feels fine and handling their bodily fluids. Usually with pregnant women, you don't really handle a lot of the bodily fluids with a pregnant woman. Yeah, you may do some cultures, etc. You may check the cervix, but you're usually gloved up. And then when you deliver a baby, I told you guys about the time when, you know, somebody delivered and the amniotic fluid went all over and got into my mouth. That was really disgusting. But other than that, no, you're really not supposed to be, for like routine pregnancy checks, dealing with a lot of fluid type issues. Unless, of course, you do an amniocentesis where you're trying to check the fluid around the baby and sucking that out. But again, you know, universal precautions. So when we look at somebody who was dealing with non-Ebola infected patients, how did he get Ebola? Starts to make us concerned. Is the virus mutating? Is the incubation period more insidious than we thought? But unfortunately, you have to assume somebody has something, all right, and can give it to you, and you could unfortunately come down with it sooner than them all the time, which is going to make our flu season very scary. Now, this was also in the news. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dalia Show. They say a man who escaped from an Ebola quarantine center in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, apparently got caught. So we're having people flee from isolation. The patient was wearing a hospital tag, had slipped out of the same hospital we're just talking about, the ELWA hospital, ELWA, and was searching for food. He was pursued through a market and into the street by an increasingly angry and agitated crowd. It is not known if the man had Ebola or was just put in protective quarantine without symptoms. Eventually, a medical team wearing protective clothing caught up with him and tried to persuade the man to return before bundling him into the back of a pickup. Ebola patients previously fled a quarantine center in Monrovia during a looting incident, and residents and patients have not been given sufficient food and water. Now, this, it does not come as a surprise to me. All right? One of the most dangerous parts of this Ebola outbreak is going to be the ramifications of the quarantining healthy individuals. This is going to be, just take a look at this, okay? Number one is, all right, who's taking care of these individuals? Do they have enough food, water, supplies, etc.? These are people that are taken from their home, taken from their families, so the families can't bring them food, right, or feed them, okay? They're taken from work, they can't work, they're not making income, okay? Now they're basically imprisoned in a quarantine facility. Incubation period could be up to 3 weeks. How long do you keep them? Now, what if they're healthy? You have a healthy person, you ripped away from their family and their job. So now we have economic ramifications, right? Okay, now they're in quarantine, and they are in the sick ward part of the facility. Are they going to become then a victim? Okay, you know, if this happens in America, I could already see the lawsuits coming. You know, I didn't have Ebola. You quarantined me, waiting for the test, and now I have it. And I didn't have it, but I got it because you quarantined me. I mean, we are so not ready. So not ready for this. And the lawsuits, I'm sure the lawyers are already getting ready. False Ebola quarantine. So what's going to happen is we're going to get come into flu season. There's going to be the high fevers. I mean, I'm nervous. We're already into September. So, you know, coughs and colds and viruses already start to circulate within the next couple weeks because of the schools being back in. So you're going to have people that will have fevers, et cetera, and doctor's offices and hospitals are going to, you know, push the alarm button. People are going to be quarantined, et cetera, taken out of work, lose days of work, lose days of wages, possibly being put in a setting where they could get sick. You know, we always tell people in the hospital, get out of the hospital before you get sick. They're like, huh, I don't get that. Well, because there's nasty stuff in the hospital. You have MRSA, MRSA, you have these super bugs. I don't know how we're going to do this. And you can't say, well, just put, you know, anybody with possible Ebola into one area. Well, yeah, but what if one of them has Ebola and somebody else doesn't? Okay, are we prepared? Are we ready for this? And, I mean, and then do you want to be quarantined? Do you want to be falsely quarantined? No, you don't. This is, I mean, people are fleeing. I don't blame them for fleeing. They're hungry. This guy wanted to leave so he could get some food. They're not being fed? Are you kidding me? So, and then the fear. Then you have the fear of workers going, you know what, if workers are going to get infected, even being just near a facility, I don't want to help. So then who do you get? Now, luckily, nurses and doctors are selfless, and I'm sure here in America we're still going to have plenty of people. But I don't think we're going to have that many volunteers. Okay? And I don't blame people. I mean, you know, especially if you have kids. You know, I may be a do-gooder, and I have no problem putting myself at risk, but is that fair to my kids? Is that fair to your kids? So it's unfortunately going to be a very, very scary season as we move into this. If they don't, and if we in America aren't figuring this out, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and Dr. Dahlia Show, and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right, there is an electronic nose that can sniff feces to detect bacterial infection. Yes, we're all waiting for cars that could fly and dogs that don't poop in your house. Unfortunately, this is all they're working on right now. A research team has created an electronic nose, and they say this can detect deadly infections by actually sniffing your feces. But I could already, you know what, as a mom, we moms don't need this. We moms can tell in our house who farted, who wet their diaper, who pooped in their diaper. We could tell because everybody has a smell to them, you know. So, I mean, we moms don't need this. We don't need, you know, but, you know, this is more for the men that are like, you know, I am not going anywhere near someone's poo-poo. We women, we're used to it. Anyway, the research team has created the electronic nose. The study was published by Metabolomics, and it sought to determine whether different strains of Clostridium difficile, the C. diff, which is that highly infectious bacteria that causes diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps, etc., if it has different chemistry. Researchers used 10 strains of C. diff and found that the tool was able to differentiate between, based on the chemicals released into the poo-poo. So it smelled different strains of Clostridium difficile, and they said we could tell which are good and which are bad. So can we now screen patients for Clostridium difficile just by something sniffing our poop? Now, I know, but listen, in the olden days, doctors drank your pee-pee to tell if you were diabetic. Okay, I mean, in the olden days, we would push the hemorrhoids back. We called them piles. We would push them back up into you. And they didn't have latex gloves back then. I mean, we have done things. We have sniffed and tasted and licked and drank. And I mean, that's how people examined you before. And it was just, so we have an electronic thing that sniffs your poop. It's not that disgusting. All right, so the researchers believe this tool will help find a better understanding about the chemistry of bacteria and why some cause disease and others do not. A lot of infectious type of bacteria is very acidic. Some of you will say, I don't understand this. My poop is very acidic. Or bacteria do that. Remember, bacteria make acid. Bacteria make a highly acid environment, which is why when you take an antibiotic, sometimes you get a yeast infection because yeast can't grow in acid. Yeast needs to grow in a more basic environment. And the basicness will cause yeast. Now, one of you had brought up a while back, this was a real good question. Okay, how come diabetics get more yeast infections if they're acidic? Now, what he had meant with acidic, he probably thinks a diabetic is more acidic because they eat a lot of carbs. And carbs could raise your acidity. I look at it as differently. Okay, I don't know if so much that the carbs make a diabetic more acidic as much as a diabetic will not be able to mount certain immune responses. They could be more prone to infection, etc. It all depends on who wins. You could get bacteria, etc. But if the yeast finds an opportunity and starts to grow because your defense systems are down and the yeast that's naturally there will kick in before a bacteria gets introduced that's not supposed to be there, the yeast will win. That's how I look at it. But I wouldn't say your diabetics are more acidic, per se. You know, it's really, really hard to try to prove this whole acidity versus alkalinity of the body, because your body on a millisecond by millisecond basis tries to control your acidity. If they think you're too acidic, you start to blow off more CO2. Carbon dioxide, like, you know how you eat something kind of sugary, you'll notice you start to breathe a little heavier. You know, because your body will try to get rid of that extra CO2. Same thing with your kidneys. Your kidneys are very, very delicately watching that. Can you help it by eating more alkaline foods? Hard to tell. You know, we have people in their best of health eating fruits and vegetables. And fruits and vegetables are acidic. So if fruits and vegetables are supposed to help prevent cancer, etc., then why would alkaline help? You see what I mean? It's hard to tell. You know, you're going to be drinking something alkaline. It's going to go into your stomach. There's stomach acid. And it's not going to neutralize your stomach acid. It can change the pH. It can. It will have an effect on that. But then what about people having orange juice or lemon juice, etc.? People having a glass of ice with lemon and juicing. Okay, a lot of those are acidic. So I don't know. I don't think they do know. It's a nice theory in that many of you will hopefully avoid carbs, and many of you will try to eat more natural type food. So for those of you worried about your acidity and alkalinity, and you guys are trying to eat well, good for you. Okay, you know, I love any theory out there that'll force you to eat better. But my concern is you know, taking a product thinking it's gonna, you know, decrease your acidity, then I just don't know how much power those have. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Here's a study out saying eating pistachios could ward off diabetes, lower blood sugar, and insulin counts. Pistachios may be one of the new superfoods. They say if you think you're at risk of getting diabetes, then eat a pistachio or 10 or 20. Researchers from the Universitari Hospital of Saint Joan de Reus in Reus at the Instituto de Salud Carlos III in Madrid collaborated on a trial which found that people with prediabetes who ate about 2 ounces of pistachios, 2 ounces daily, showed significant drops in blood sugar and insulin levels and improvements in insulin and glucose processing. Some signs of inflammation also significantly decreased. The research was funded by the American Pistachio Growers and Paramount Farms. People identified with prediabetes have blood sugar levels higher than normal, but these prediabetics still they still are within the normal range. However, we start to see triglycerides climb, etc. So they say if those pre-diabetic individuals do nothing to improve their conditions, about 30% of them will become diabetic. I actually think the answer is more. The study looked at 54 pre-diabetic adults, divided them up into a couple groups, looked at their calories, etc. So I'm not going to go through the whole study because we're coming up to the end, but I definitely suggest going to the nuts. It's a lot healthier than the M&Ms. Food addiction can be reversed according to a new study. They say you may be able to train your brain to actually want the salad, want the carbs. This may, instead of the carbs. A new study from the Jean Mayer USDA Human Nutritional Research Center on Aging at Tufts University and Massachusetts General Hospital revealed that a low-calorie, high-fiber diet combined with behavioral counseling can actually up one's cravings for healthy foods. Now, this all makes sense. You know, I mean, we need to, right now, I have this Pavlovian response where I take a look at I'll see a piece of chocolate cake. Okay, it's my mom's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom. 70 years old today. Woo. Right. And so we're taking her out. Where does she want to go? I'm thinking, okay, maybe soup and salad bar because I'm on a diet. She wants to go to Cheesecake Factory, and I don't blame her. Cheesecake Factory is one of her favorite places, but I'm going to be like, I'm going to be finding a salad. But I am going to walk into there thinking, all right, I'm going to have a salad or something. I'm going to walk in there, and I'm going to just look to my left, and there's going to be all the pies or the cheesecakes and the chocolate cake. They have like this multi-layer chocolate cake, and I'm going to be like, doing. So I'm in trouble. Better start Kegeling. All right, guys, don't go anymore. Dr. Daria coming up.
Take me down to the little white church. From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to LearnStocksForFree.com. That's LearnStocksForFree.com or call 877-642-64.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.